Items ranging from water to perfume to toothpaste are currently prohibited on commercial flights. Here at the Dane County Airport in Madison, patrons sip coffee and ask waitstaff what leftovers can and can't be brought onto planes. Jason Wessels is the general manager for Creative Host Services at the airport, which consists of 7 restaurants, bars, and coffee shops on the premises. Wessels says sales are largely unaffected.
It was generally a 1 or 2 day blurb that we saw business go down, but once the media really got the news out, everybody understood. We generally warned the customers that, you know, if you're going to get a hot beverage and you only have 10 minutes before your plane, you better, you know, think about your sizing, but everybody worked real well with it.
Wessels says the 2 coffee shops saw a loss of roughly $200 right after the ban, but now most passengers arrive earlier to guzzle down their coffee. Still, travelers like Daniel Millett are hoping the ban on liquids goes away.
My deodorant, my cologne, my toothpaste, my toothbrush, shampoo, conditioner, I got to go buy all that stuff brand new. It's kind of a pain in the butt. I don't approve of it because I need my hygiene.
Millett is on his way to attend a funeral in Phoenix. He says having to shop for toiletries is an unwanted burden to his ordeal. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.